Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, it's Ann Ravel Petcher, your host for NCTA's State of Technology Live radio broadcast. Michael Lauer, my co-host.
Hey, Ann.
Hey, Michael.
I'm real excited about this next guest.
Yeah, are you kidding me? This is the man.
This is the head honcho.
Yeah.
Big Kahuna.
We have the president and CEO of NCTA, Brooks Rayford, with us. Hello, Brooks.
Hi there. I've been called big things before, but not that. Kahuna.
Kahuna. We're going to send you off to Hawaii next, and given this weather, I'm sure you would appreciate that trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, Brooks, tell us a little bit about NCTA.
Sure. We're the state's industry association for the tech sector. So think of us as the Chamber of Commerce for the companies, organizations, and institutions that either are themselves technology companies or use technology to drive what they do, which is nearly everybody.
These days it certainly is.
Yes.
So we're here at this conference, and thank you for allowing us to join you here and launch our new studio here right at the conference.
Happy to do it.
Tell us a little bit about the conference. What's going to happen at the State of Technology Conference?
Well, we started calling this annual event State of Technology about 5 years ago, really with a double purpose. One was to claim and stake the claim as North Carolina being the state of technology, but also forecasting that we were going to talk about the state of technology in North Carolina and generally. So the goal is to identify topics that would be of interest broadly to companies, organizations, et cetera, no matter what their area of business is, but who do use technology to do what they do. So this year the theme is mobility, mobile technology. How is mobility really affecting the way companies and organizations connect with their customers, their constituencies, their employees, and how does it improve their operations and their bottom line?
Cool. Now, you have a pretty cool job. I mean, you're supporting some people that are doing some really innovative and some really cool stuff. I mean, we just met with Alex Vidor with Hugo Network, and now we're going to meet with a lot more cool people. So tell me what gets you most fired up about meeting these people and what gets you going about your job.
Well, you hit on it. There's always a lot of innovation in the innovation world.
So it's funny how that works, huh?
It is funny how that works. And the neat thing is that some of these innovations are very specific to business applications, and some are very specific to consumer use, things we all would do every day. And then some really have broad applications. So it's always new. We don't have a boring job. We don't deal with the same people in the same way about the same things.
Well, not all different problems.
That's right.
And I'm noticing a lot of these guys are pretty long in the tooth. They're pretty green. And there's some young guys kind of like me. And so they may not know the best way to do business. Do you help them out with those kind of things too and show them the ropes?
We do in a number of ways. We have everything ranging from sort of a very focused, targeted CEO peer-to-peer network that we offer for CEOs of early-stage companies where they actually are resources to each other. We provide that platform.
That's cool.
We also do conferences like this. We're going to have 550 people, which is a record for this event, tomorrow. And they will be the entire spectrum of types, company types, age, stage, responsibility, job, experience level. So the executive networking that occurs at an event like this is actually one of the real benefits of an event
like this. It's invaluable to get the right, in front of the right people.
That's right.
Well, and it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of the right people. Yeah,
that's right. It'll be a full house. It's really essentially a sellout. We really could not get larger here.
So we're about, what, 500 people?
550,
about 550,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. And that's definitely bigger than last year.
It is. We've grown every year. We started 5 years ago with about 300 people. IBM is our title sponsor and has been throughout. But we've really grown the visibility of this event and excited to have a record crowd.
So what are we doing to make North Carolina the state for technology?
We have a lot of advantages, which didn't all happen by accident, but it's a nice confluence of factors. We have a healthy state economy. Mm. We have a strong and vibrant state government, a strong and vibrant university and higher education system, a strong and vibrant K-12 and community college system. We have a great business community. And, you know, unlike a lot of states, we don't have just one central metro, if you think about that.
Yeah.
North Carolina has several, really more than several big ones and then a number of medium-sized ones. So we really have pockets of strength across what is a fairly large geographic state.
Right.
And people, when you look at a map, start to realize, wow, well, there's really a lot of resources within North Carolina in addition to the major metros.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they're competing either. I mean, they're all contributing to the main goal. They're all on the same team, so to speak. It's not necessarily they're all fighting for the number one spot. It's a collaboration.
Well, the way I like to put it is they all like to be number one in something, and they can. In other words,
right.
There are opportunities to be a cluster for a certain type of company or skill set. What might be prevalent in the western region of the state could be different than what's prevalent in the Triangle or Charlotte or the Wilmington or coastal areas. So everyone has a chance to shine.
Well, yeah. When you do these tech tours that you guys have been doing, what kinds of things do you see? Is there something specific that maybe the Charlotte area is really known for? Or
yeah, we last year was our 20th anniversary as an association.
Wow.
And so we launched a tech tour where we went around for about 3 weeks all over North Carolina. My Jeep has the miles on it to prove it, to highlight our companies. The whole idea was to give visibility to the variety and breadth of our members. So we visited sites that we were able to take employees of member companies with us to visit.
Oh, that's great.
And we blogged about it and wrote about it and had press there and went all over the state doing this. So this year, it was so popular and well-received that we are continuing it, but what we'll do is pick a day and go to a region, highlight some companies there, and then later on in the year, another day, another region. So we'll be doing this. The next one is coming up later this month in Wilmington. We've been in Charlotte and the Triangle already. We'll be in Asheville and other places as time moves on. And it's a great opportunity to showcase the amazing array of companies and really creative things going on and peer-leading things going on in North Carolina.
You have about 700 companies that are members, right?
Yes.
How many people do you think that is? How many
we know.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
So the quick round numbers are we have about 700 members. For us, a member is a company, organization, or institution.
Okay.
Those 700 members employ over 100,000 North Carolinians. And that's of all types. Remember, tech companies also have finance people and sales people and so on. And conversely, banks or hospitals or retailers have tech employees.
So
we really represent a large swath of the public.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of events.
We do.
And so how important is it for you to get the companies that come here their word out and get the spotlight on them?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a nice problem to have. We have so many member companies and organizations. We had to come up with some ways to do that beyond just stage time at an event, which is one way to do that.
Right.
And so we brought on board a new position this past year as we've grown our staff of digital media, or actually digital engagement coordinator is the title, but we use the word engagement purposely. The idea is to make sure that we highlight our companies as much as we highlight our own activities and our own association. So we'll do interviews with executives. We will highlight companies that are doing interesting and innovative things. We will we have quite a large following on social media, and we have avenues into the media so we can amplify the good news our member companies have. And in fact, Business Radio X is a good example of how we can do that.
Well, Michael, you probably don't know this yet, but you know.
Uh-oh.
Well,
what don't I know?
NCTA.
Breaking news.
NCTA is going to have its own show on Business Radio X.
That is awesome.
So
that couldn't be better.
Starting in June, we'll have NC Tech Talk. It's sort of our working title. And we'll do a live one-hour show each month. And then we will have that available digitally for evermore and really give a chance to highlight content that our members are providing, which is really one of the things we want to do more of.
Yeah, and that's really right smack in the mission for Business Radio X, for sure.
Yes.
So you guys also work on public policy issues.
We do.
And that's really critical for those of us who have businesses here in North Carolina to have someone helping us connect with what's going on at the state level. Mm-hmm. What kinds of policy issues are you working on?
Well, we really focus at the state level, and we have two parallel tracks. One is public policy matters that you might expect. Tax, regulation, anything that's sort of specific in its application to the tech community. And I'll give you an example or two of that. The other track is the one having to do with the procurement of IT products and services by the state.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has about a $20 billion annual budget, and $1.5 billion of that is spent on IT products and services. So it's a major expense. And many of our member companies are vendors and partners to the state.
Okay.
So they're very interested in issues having to do with procurement, which may sound boring, but it's not, as it turns out.
It has something to do with business, right?
A little bit. Sales are important, yes. So back to the first question on public policy issues. The General Assembly just convened yesterday for what is called a short session. This is a roughly six-week period every other year when the legislature convenes to fine-tune what they did the previous year. And so we have several issues we're focused on. We have been instrumental in having a bill introduced, which was introduced yesterday, to address the problem of patent trolls. Patent reform is a big issue to a lot of our members of all sizes. Another is crowdfunding, the ability to allow at the state level individuals to have greater access to the opportunity to fund startups that they find interesting and to have startups able to find those investors and engage them.
Excellent. So those are the two major initiatives right now that we're
Are two of the biggest right now that we have specific legislation around. In general, we pay attention to the broad array of issues I mentioned earlier, like tax and regulation, that might prove onerous to the tech sector, and we want to make sure that at a minimum, the tech sector is not targeted for anything beyond the pale, and that we keep North Carolina a tech-friendly state.
Now, I've had the privilege to be around a lot of startups, and access to capital is just is critical for them. I mean, it's probably one of the most important things to them. So why did you guys go with the crowdsourcing, which I think is critical on its own and a cool way to do it, instead of getting institutions to back? Why did you guys go with the crowdsourcing instead?
Well, for one thing, the crowdsourcing issue is a policy issue. So we could address that through policy,
sure,
which is something that we already are engaged with. And it's not either or, of course, but that was one area we could attack. From the funding standpoint, you're right. North Carolina has not been a hotbed of funding. We have some very vibrant venture activity here, including some who are very active with our association. But we have a lot of growth to go there. There isn't a lot of private equity
here. Well,
it's
on the upswing.
It is. But, you know, if you look at we're a very distant, whatever, third or fourth to the Californias and Bostons and other areas that have a lot of that, where a lot of that investment comes from. So we're doing some good things right, but we need to do a lot more of it. And we need to supplement and augment that with things like crowdfunding, attractive tax policies, other things that will make it possible for founders. We've long advocated a founder stock tax credit, for example, and that finally, for the first time ever, was included as part of the governor's budget proposal during the last governor's administration. And even though we have a new governor, new party, same interest in that. So we've been very successful at having that on the radar as well.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, obviously, we have an awful lot to talk about because you guys are doing a whole lot.
We are.
And Brooks will be on the Wilmington Business Radio X show on the 29th of this month.
Looking forward to it.
And then he'll also have the NC Technology show that he's going to do at the Wake Forest studio every month. So we'll keep this conversation going. But Brooks, just let everybody know, if they want to get in touch and become a member of NCTA, how do they do that?
We are virtual, as you would expect for the Tech Association to be, so nctechnology.org is our website. Everything about us is there, including all the information about membership categories and dues structure and the ability to join online.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Sure, thank you.
And we look forward to talking to a few more people here. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.